Tishrei. Tov Shalayim Tess. Okay, I'm making a bracha on dessert. The reason we make a bracha on dessert is because it nothing to do with if you know dessert is going to be served, if you don't know dessert is going to be served, or you have in mind to be mosi or not. The point is of dessert is that if it's not coming lahazbiya, most times, almost always, dessert is not coming lahazbiya, it's not served as a course to help you fill up, which is the purpose of a meal, but it's coming to dessert, to put a sweet taste in your mouth, or to end the meal with a delicacy, but it's not coming lahazbiya. So therefore, we make a bracha over it because it's not bottled to the pas. It's not bottled to the meal. It's not part of the meal, which would be bottled to the pas. So that's why a bracha has to be made on dessert. Now, questions come up sometimes. For example, tea or coffee served at the end of the meal. The Mishnah Berurah has a discussion about it because some say that is almost automatically part of the meal because people are thirsty and you're serving them drinks, or it comes to aid in digestion, which for some reason is not considered part of the meal, right? So then it's a question, do you make a bracha over it? Some people avoid drinking after a meal because it's a shayla of the bracha. We're talking about after a meal, not during the meal. What you're drinking is certainly part of the seuda, but we're talking about like sometimes, like after a meal, they serve tea or coffee. So that's really a question, and if there's kashayla, if the case comes up, what to do. And a lot of people make a bracha on something else. There's usually a dessert served with it, so they make a shahakol on the other thing, and on the skaven to be motzi. If it's there clearly to quench a thirst, then clearly there's no bracha. Okay, the cake is a major shayla when cake is served for dessert. Some hold that unless it's vaday pasabo bekisnin, so then you don't make a bracha, but not because it might be hamotzi, the flip side of every pasabo bekisnin, where we make a mazonos, because it might be pasabo bekisnin. So here it might be hamotzi. So unless it meets all three criteria of pasabo bekisnin, then you would not make a bracha because it might be hamotzi. That's what some say. Ramosha has a chiddush. I don't know. In the Gris Moshe, he holds that if it's very little flour in the cake, and it's mostly all the other junk that goes into a cake, not flour, but the majority is not flour, then according to everybody, it's pasabo bekisnin. And therefore you would make a mazonos. If you're hungry and you're eating cake at the end of the meal because you didn't get enough food during the meal, you're saying, oh, b'chashem, this cake, I'll fill up on the cake at least, then you don't make a bracha. Okay.